Brock, could you tell us what you've been up to since we saw you at the news conference? And also, what have you gotten out of working with the receivers in Arizona?
Yeah. Well, obviously, a lot's taken place. You know, after I saw you guys, you know, my wife and I went back to Arizona and let the dust settle a little bit and kind of take in the change that just took place. And then we came right back to Houston and, you know, all my teammates were great as far as, you know, I reached out to a couple guys and, you know, they told me a couple areas that, you know, the majority of the team lives in. And so we came out here and we searched around and we bought a home and got acclimated to Houston a little bit. And then, like you said, a couple weeks ago, I hosted the receivers and Tom Savage out in Scottsdale in Arizona. And it was a great week. It really was. We got some great work in as far as throwing routes. You know, I was able to hear some of, you know, the language from this playbook. You know, those guys were coaching me up on the field. We threw at Arizona State, you know, tremendous facilities. And then we'd get a little workout in. And then, you know, each night we would, you know, we'd pick a spot for dinner and we'd go out and we'd hang out and we'd get to know each other a little bit. And, you know, overall the week was fantastic. It was a great week of work and, you know, we really got to know each other and now I'm here. So it all kind of flew by. It was almost like the fast forward button was on.
The fact that you started under Josh McDaniels with a part of the Patriots offense and they have part of the Patriots offense, does that help you at all here?
I was never coached by Josh McDaniels.
Did you have his? Did they have his system your rookie year?
Correct.
Any of it?
Correct. Yes, I believe there was some carryover. How much? I don't know because, like I said, you know, I wasn't with Josh, but you know, talking to Mike McCoy and Adam Gase, my rookie year, I certainly believe there was some carryover. And now that you know, I'm able to have a playbook and really look at things. I'm definitely seeing some similarities. You know, it's all kind of like a little flashback to 2012, but it's certainly helping me pick things up a little bit faster. Not everything is completely new.
Brock, could you talk about working with DeAndre and how that relationship's coming?
Yeah, you know, working with Hop is fantastic. You know, he's obviously a tremendous talent, but he's also a great person. And the thing he really brings to the table is, I think, his work ethic. You know, I really saw that right away out there in Arizona. Every time we hit the field or the weight room, you know, he was pushing everybody. He was working hard. He wants to get better, and he wants to be great. And that's something that really makes a quarterback excited to be around. And, you know, it's not just Hop. It's all those receivers. You know, all those guys, Cecil and, you know, Keith and Jalen all came out to Arizona, and they worked their tails off. They really did. You know, I didn't take it easy on them that week. You know, I was running them into the ground and making them earn their dinner each night. But, you know, they all bring a tremendous work ethic. They're a lot of fun to work with. They're great guys. And most of all, like I said, they're hungry to be great. And that's what makes it exciting to work with them.
You talked about working with Tom Savage. Could you go or having him out there with you? Some thoughts on that?
Yeah, Tom's a great guy. He really is. And it was great having Tom there in Arizona because he was able to give me a little bit of background on how, you know, Coach Godsey and, you know, Coach O'Hare and some of those guys want things done offensively here in Houston. So to have Tom side by side teaching me a few things along the way. And then, like I said, just, you know, going out to dinner and getting to know the guys, it was a lot of fun. It's a great group, and I'm very excited to be a part of it.
You've got a couple of coaches in College Station you're expecting to roll out the red carpet.
Coaches in College Station.
Mazzoni.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love those guys. You know, Coach Noel Mazzoni and Coach Taylor Mazzoni, two tremendous coaches, even better people. And it's very, very nice to have them close by. I don't know how often I'll get to see them, but anytime we can get a little bit of work in a park somewhere and work on some drills, I'm all for it.
You had the iPad with the playbook right away after you came here. Can you take us through kind of what your process was for diving into it,
yeah,
studying?
Well, I don't know how many of you guys have seen an NFL offensive playbook, but it's not the smallest book in the world. And so, you know, if you try to take it all on at once, you're just going to be swimming and you're going to be lost. So, You know, it's like anything in life. You just kind of take it day by day, step by step, little by little. And so you just, you know, you start on page one, and before you know it, you've gotten through a couple hundred pages, and you try to soak it all in. And, you know, it's a long process. It's not something that you can do overnight. It's not something that you can do in a week. You know, it takes months to learn an NFL offense. And so my biggest deal is just chomp away, you know, set one small daily goal, and you know, just work little by little and kind of chomp away at it. And then before you know it, about training camp time, it all comes together, and you're out there running it like you've been doing it for years.
When did you start doing – did you give yourself some time off to decompress from it all before you started doing that?
A little of both. You know, I was very eager to dive into the iPad and see what we were going to be doing this season here in Houston. And so there wasn't much time off. But that's okay. You know, I love the game of football, and part of that is the studying aspect. You know, as a quarterback in this league, I'm a firm believer that you need to know the playbook better than anybody. You need to know it better than the coordinator who's been in that system for years. And so the way you do that is by studying. And so, you know, as soon as I was able to get that iPad, I dove right into it, and, you know, it continues to now. You know, each night, I know we can only go to noon here, but you know, each night I go home and I sit in my office for hours and just soak in this playbook as much as I can, as quick as I can.
Did you start firing off questions to, like, receivers or Tom?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I had a list ready to go, and that's part of this process. You know, it's getting to know each other as people, but it's also getting to know each other on the field. And so, you know, I talked to DeAndre, okay, on this route, what are you thinking versus this coverage versus this leverage? What do you think? How are you going to come out of this break? And that's all part of the process. And right now it's a day-by-day process, one day at a time. Like I said, I create one small goal daily, and I believe all those little things, you know, will add up in the end.
Brock, you talked about you spent a lot of time with the guys. What was the one thing that struck you about this group? What impressed you the most about them?
Just their work ethic. It really is. You know, I think it's hard for a group of guys to, you know, go out to Scottsdale, Arizona. It was 95 degrees every day, early in April, when, you know, you could easily be at the beach in Florida or the beach in California or with your family, wherever, and come out to Arizona and truly work as hard as they did. You know, those four receivers and Tom Savage came out to Arizona. They worked hard every single day. I never heard one complaint about how hot it was or how many routes we were having them run. And so that was really exciting to see. You know, there are a group of receivers that work extremely hard and want to be great.
When the schedule came out, what were your thoughts on that?
It's exciting. You know, it's very exciting to see who you're playing, when you're playing. But bottom line, you know, that's so far down the road. Like I just said, I have a very large playbook to learn, and that's my focus right now.
And your new home, is it in a floodplain, or what do you think about what's going on here with the floods?
Boy, you know, obviously Sunday night, Monday was a very scary day. Not quite the welcome to Houston that you would expect, but, you know, fortunately, our home was unharmed, and I know a lot of people can't say that. And so it was very sad to see the things that have taken place here the past couple days. But, you know, I think there's a group of guys that are going to go out today and see some of those people that are going through hard times right now. And I'm anxious to get out there and hear some stories and try to help them in any way that we can.
What did you think about when the schedule came out, primetime in Denver, and Brandon Marshall said, "We'll be ready for it"?
You know what, when that game comes, the Houston Texans will be prepared to play. But like I said, that game is so far down the line. Right now I just need to focus on learning this playbook and just taking it day by day. And like I said, it's one small daily goal. That Bronco game will come as well as all those other games. But right now my focus is on learning this playbook.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.